What in the hell are you possibly doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show. Welcome!
Good morning, evening, friends. Welcome to Best in Show.
Could you start over? Could you be a little calmer and a little more human? Oh my God! I didn't know we have to wait 30 minutes.
She has to rewrite that whole thing.
That was going off a script. That was off the teleprompter.
I didn't realize you had started already.
What do you mean?
Like I was trying to get the show together.
Whoa.
I was trying to get everything ready for the show.
Take the bass out of your voice, champ. There's really no reason to be all tough.
There's very little bass in his voice.
Yeah, really, seriously.
I didn't say volume.
It's all mid-range.
Are we hiding from burglars or something?
Yes, I don't want to get burgled.
Alright. Good morning, evening, friends. Welcome.
Well, I'm not suggesting you should start the show sounding defeated. Now it wasn't as crazy, but now it's just like, good morning, evening, friends. Wah, 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 wah.
Good morning, evening, friends.
That's still losing.
Welcome. Is this the musical episode? The whole episode is sung?
Absolutely not. Please be. Do you know there was an actual time in our life that we used to just walk around and just sing everything?
Yes.
It was so stupid. Oh my God, I can't even believe we're gonna do it. Like, things like that.
Yes.
Hated living.
My name is Keith.
Wait, could you do good morning or evening happily?
Good morning or evening, friends. Welcome to Best in Show Radio.
We've finally done it!
My name is Keith.
Hi,
I'm on
Keith.
The team.
Hi, Keith. We're so proud of you.
I was so upset. I was going to be so upset if I just didn't get any high fives.
No, you're the winner of the game. Why would you do that?
Feel like nobody's going to like me.
Why would those people that host with you on that show with you not assist you?
Like you?
Like me. My name's Chris.
Who else?
Like him?
I'm James.
Hey!
Oh, God.
Dang-nabbit.
I'm getting very nervous now.
Do you remember like a week ago when we were filming a show or whatever it was 2 weeks ago? We started talking like this, or you were talking like this, and I got so mad and I wanted the show to start over because of it.
Yeah.
We're doing the exact same thing.
No, but when everyone's doing it, it's fun.
Right, exactly. When you do anything, I hate it.
So that's a lesson,
that's
kids.
True.
If everyone else is doing it, you do it too.
As long as everyone's doing it, it's great. And if Keith is doing it, I still don't like it. Like, even though right now that we're all doing it, I love that James is doing it. Hate you're doing it.
Because I've replaced Brian. Brian is no longer on Best
of
Show Radio.
I need to hate someone.
So you need to hate somebody.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the show's...
And Brian was so easy to hate.
That's true. That's true.
Well, Brian also instigated, because Brian loved when you hated him, so Brian would just drill and drill and drill and drill and bore.
I'm boring?
No, I didn't mean bore like Boris.
Good
I
double
mean
use of that
like
word.
I see.
I'm sorry,
wow.
Brian, I didn't mean it.
Wow.
Oh, that's right, he's not listening.
Yeah, you're attacking a guy that's not here to defend himself, and he's not listening anyway, so screw him.
If you want to be attacked and not be here to defend yourself, send us a Hey Guys to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com.
That sounded
very contrived, I'll admit.
What is it here, a Hey Guys?
A Hey Guys is, it's like an email.
Oh.
It is an email, to be honest.
Oh, what should people send us?
We should have a Hey Guys form on our website. Can we do that?
yeah, if you make me work, I really don't want to. Yeah, I'll put one together.
Okay.
But that would be great. By the way, talking about contrived, this whole segment right here, terrific. Why don't you say shopping list? Because that's the whole reason I kept saying, what is a Hey Guys? I wanted you to say shopping list.
Oh, I wasn't finished telling them what they could send us.
Oh, okay. What is it?
A Hey Guys is a request, and you can send us something to talk about, you can ask us a question, or send us a shopping list that we'll read on the air.
Dynamite. Terrific.
It's dynamite. You know who else is dynamite? I don't know what's happening.
I'm exhausted at this point. I don't even want to be a part of this show anymore.
Maybe the fact that you were sitting on the ferry with me about an hour and a half ago with two gigantic Starbucks coffees, both for you, each with like four shots of espresso in them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I did. To the point that by the time the ferry ride was over, I was telling him, dude, I think I'm going to have a heart attack.
What you actually said is, am I going to have a heart attack tonight? Like, asking me, like really seeking an answer. Like, there was a look on your face like you thought
No. That was in advance. That was before I had drank them.
Consumed them.
Right. That was at that point. When we were getting off the ferry a half hour later, after I had finished the second one, I actually started thinking, yeah, I think I'm going to die at some moment here, because my heart is racing. I take blood pressure medication, by the way. Smart for me to be doing, caffeine.
My blood pressure with no medication was finally perfect, and I'm probably going to mess that up with all the caffeine I've been consuming.
You're all jacked up.
And you guys have been just slugging soda since I got
Pepsis
back
ever since then.
By the way, you know that's why I'm always doing this, like banging on my knees.
No, I think it's because you're a stupid ass.
Holy crap. That was a bit offensive.
But you're one of my favorite people here on the Heroes Talk Radio Network. My favorite one being, let's see, it's hard for me to pick. Is it Bug Zapper Radio? Is it the DJ New Style Show? Is it I Apologize? Or is it Truth Time Theater? I'm not quite sure, but one of those four is my favorite of all time.
You know who one of my favorite viewers / listeners is?
Who's that?
That's Andy from South Jersey.
You're right.
Andy, you're a dick. Okay? What is I'm from South Jersey? All right. I'm from like a region. It's like someone that says they're from New England. You know what? Patriots, stop existing. You should be from a specific... You're the Foxborough Patriots. You know, New England shouldn't be a place. South Jersey shouldn't be a place.
They do it because it annoys you.
Hey, well, let's go to the Northeast. I'm Glenn from the Northeast.
Well, Andy from South Jersey, which is in the Northeast.
No, it's not. It doesn't exist. It's a place. Pick a city.
He says, hey guys, I hear voices.
Quit flip-flopping. Pick a city.
He says, hey guys, I hear voices. Is it my neighbors?
I would say most likely.
I don't know.
But when I think about South Jersey, though, I think everything is separated. I think things are all far apart. So I don't think there are neighbors. I think people have acres of land. I'm going to guess it's probably deer or bear in South Jersey.
They talk?
Yeah, like, don't deal. Like, you're the animal guy.
No, they don't talk. They scream in pain when you kill them for food.
What does a deer sound like? By the way, why would it sound like a bird?
It's not a bird, it's a deer.
A deer does not go, caw, 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 that's ridiculous.
Deer don't make noise.
They don't have vocal cords.
I've never heard a deer.
If they don't talk, then you can kill them. It doesn't make a difference then, that they have no feeling.
Isn't that basically the whole idea behind meat?
Yeah.
They don't speak so we can kill
them. I've eaten a reindeer hot dog.
I'm sure you have. Of course you have.
Reindeer?
Yes.
Those exist.
Yes.
There are reindeer?
Yes. They don't fly.
I wasn't suggesting they fly. I just didn't know that they made meat. Like they made food out of reindeer.
Yes. In Alaska.
You went to Alaska?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Sure I did.
Why did you go to Alaska?
A year and a half ago I went.
I didn't say when. Why?
Because it's Alaska.
Hunting?
No.
For deer?
No.
Reindeer?
I had caribou there as well.
Oh. What about bear?
Not bear. I haven't had bear meat yet.
I'm so curious why you went. Did you just go for a vacation or did you have to go? Did you choose Alaska?
Yes.
Why would you go to Alaska? Isn't it cold?
I went in August. It was nice.
Was it cheap? No, nothing's cheap anymore.
It
was cheaper than Hawaii, right?
Yes, much cheaper.
I'm on a whole thing right now of wanting to travel all over the place.
It's just one of those places that it's off the beaten path, and it's
off the chain.
Yeah,
it's off the hizzy.
You would like. I mean, everything there is just untouched. Like, you can walk up to anything. There's no fences surrounding it. It's just.
What do you mean you could walk up to stuff?
To a waterfalls no and like an island. And nothing is, you know, fenced off through
so
plexiglass.
Dead bodies everywhere is what you're
it's
saying.
Just kind of it's
dangerous.
There. Yes, the day I left, someone got mauled by a bear to death.
In the same place where you were,
but in the same general area, but not in it was in a park. I wasn't in that park, but that park was in the same town I was in.
Did you go around with a gun?
No.
Was there a guide protecting you?
Well, I wasn't in that same park, but I took some hikes through the rainforest and ate some berries off the plants. And
this is amazing to me that I had no idea you did this.
And drank water out of a stream. Like, eat that berry. The one next to it will kill you. It's like, okay.
Someone was with you then.
Yes, for that. Yes.
For berry eating. A Sherpa, I think.
No, just a college kid tour guide who lives in Alaska.
That's amazing.
I'm blown away that he went to Alaska.
Whale watcher, whales going underneath my boat.
Your boat?
Yeah. I wasn't piloting the boat. I was in a boat on a fjord.
Yeah, this is amazing to me. Well, you ate reindeer.
Yes.
I'm happy about that.
Caribou.
You ate caribou too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Delicious caribou.
Keith, does this really upset you? Knowing that he took all these cute little animals and just smashed their faces? Was it actually their face that you were eating? Like caribou face hot dogs?
Yes. No, they were caribou sliders.
Mmm. Oh my God, what I wouldn't do
for sliders. I was in Ketchikan,
which is the
salmon capital of the United States.
Salmon.
But I do think that bear had made a personal choice when it ate that person, and nobody should infringe on that bear's personal choice.
You don't mess with bears.
Yeah, I don't. I'm totally freaked out. I don't know if I could say this enough times. I'm totally freaked out that you've been to Alaska in the past year and change, and we don't know. No. I knew nothing about this.
Of course, he knew.
As an Anchorage.
I see what you did there.
Can a bunch of Seward. They're all coastal.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
Because some places I was on a cruise, and you go and you stop at all these different places. Because
on an Alaskan cruise.
Yes. Because most of these places you can't.
This is getting more absurd by the minute to me.
You can't get to them.
iTunes.
You need a boat to get to most of the places. There aren't roads that go there. Why is Alaska so?
It's crazy to me that you know. It's not that Alaska's a weird place. It's crazy to me. It definitely is. But it's, how's it part of America if it's not even touching us? One. But beyond that, the fact that you got on a boat and went to Alaska in the past year and I knew nothing about it.
A year and a half.
In the past couple of years.
Yeah.
That's bizarre to me.
Well, let me ask you something then, since you've been there. What is Alaska near? Like, what is the closest body of land to Alaska?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like, okay.
You're talking about geographic.
Yeah.
All right. We're having a geography problem here. Okay. I'm sorry, whatever your person's name is, South Jersey, we're going to get to your question in the second half of this episode, I guarantee
it's Eskimos.
It.
That's what the voice is.
Okay. All right. So what are you talking about?
What is the closest body of land to Alaska that's not the United States?
You're kidding?
No, I'm serious. I don't know.
You don't know geography at all?
Oh, I'm terrible with geography.
Canada?
It's touching Canada.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
And then beyond that, it would be like an inch and a half away from what used to be Russia.
Soviet Union.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Is it near like parts Union. Of Europe?
That's the, that's the, which strait is that? Is that the Bering Strait? Yeah.
Okay. But I didn't know
where it's believed that all the Native Americans, that's where they all migrated from. Mm-hmm.
The Bering Strait?
Okay. Yes. When it was iced over, that's where they all came from.
Yeah.
Pay attention, Andy. You're gonna need this one day.
Yeah, I flew into Vancouver and took a boat.
I don't know what I'm taking from this episode is more shocking to me. The fact that James has been to Alaska in the past 2 years on a cruise to Alaska.
Why is the cruise more shocking?
Because that's a weird trip. Like, if you're gonna take a cruise, You go someplace hot, generally.
It's like boating through ice.
Yeah. But I know of these cruises existing, like, because they do the same thing, like, where you go to, like, Newfoundland, and then, like, you go, like, up to Greenland and Iceland and stuff like that. Things like that exist. It's a weird cruise for me to go to.
August in New York, I want to go someplace cool. So it was either there or Argentina were my two choices.
Okay, and I understand. It's not...
But I think what's more shocking is...
That's what I'm going to say. The fact that Keith, I would go so far as to say fairly intelligent. Not like, okay, sort of, like he's not dumb. Like somebody that I think was pretty intelligent had no idea what landmass Alaska was connected to. That is psychotic to me.
Well, what I meant was I knew it was close to something in Europe. I didn't know it was Russia, but I had no idea it's near Canada.
Russia. Time out.
Sorry.
Say what you just said again, please. And this will live forever on YouTube. Say it again, Keith.
If you don't say it,
what did you say though?
I didn't know that it's close to Russia.
That's not what you said.
It's okay because you can just splice it and run it back again here.
What did you actually say?
That's what I said.
No, you didn't.
You said Europe.
What did I didn't tell me what I said?
You said someplace in Europe, like Russia.
Oh. Wait, Europe's not in Russia?
That's. Please tell me you're kidding as you're going further with this. No.
Europe is in Russia.
Please tell me. No,
I wish I had an Asia song on there right now.
We'll be back after the break. Maybe. I don't know. Check out these things.
I don't know why that happened. It's the European.
I don't either. I'm not going to lie to you, Keith. I'm a little irritable right now because I'm starving half to death. By the way, I watched you make the face.
And you've been doing nothing but consuming liter after liter of caffeine.
Oh, yeah. Do you do things like that all the time behind my back that I don't realize that you're making faces?
I'm not behind your back. I'm, like, next to you.
But, like, in a way that I don't see it.
Yes.
You're the one that watches the show, not me.
Ooh, burn.
See the way that he just said that? It was even that was aggressive.
Yes.
And I'm the one.
I am very aggressive. It's
and
true.
I'm the one that he accuses of always being mean to him. Would you still be if I wasn't here to do the show? Wouldn't you be mad about how much you hate me? Sorry, Keith. Do your intro of your show that I had the nerve of trying to talk to you on.
Thank
Seeds
you.
Seeds of love.
Thank you. Welcome back to Best in Show Radio on the Heroes Talk Radio Network. If you want to send us a hey guys, send it to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com. Andy from South Jersey.
What's a hey guys?
It's a shopping list.
Just wanted to get that out of the way.
Andy from South Jersey sent us a hey guys that we didn't exactly address in the last hour.
Because James had to go to Alaska, a state someplace in the continent of Russia.
Should I send you pictures to insert?
No. Thank you.
Andy.
Yes.
Andy, if you are hearing voices, you're either...
Schizophrenic?
Possibly.
When you read things... I mean, we've done shows before, by the way. We've done shows before where we've talked about the fact that I hear voices in my head all the time.
That's different.
But when you read, do you...
Yes.
...hear voices?
I don't know if I hear voices. I think when I read...
Like the narrator?
I don't know if I hear voices or...
Imagine what that voice...
I think I attribute different sounds to different characters' voices. I think I have an idea of what they should sound like. While I'm reading, I'm not 100% sure if I hear them, but I've given them voices.
Right. I mean, I'm sure this is exactly the same thing as
everyone.
What are the voices that you hear outside your house, Andy? But it just made me think of that. I just started thinking that whole idea.
When I read, I hear. It's almost like a whisper. It's almost like just the sound that comes. All right, this doesn't probably not going to make sense, but it's only like the sound that comes out of the mouth, not like the bass behind it. Like, it's almost like somebody, like...
Like when you do the intro of the show?
Yes, exactly.
Regardless, or as I prefer to say, irregardless of what the story is that you're reading, it's that same whisper sound?
That's creepy. It's almost like... Oh, it's not even like a whisper. It's more like I hear somebody in the back room. And I guess it's because I'm it's in the top of my head when I'm reading that I'm hearing the words.
So to you, when you're reading... You're haunted by the words that are on the page somehow, and there's some whispery ghost
that reads all the books to you.
That is breathily, like breathily, if that's a word, whispering the words into your ears or into the top of your skull, as you
maybe.
Said.
So you know what? Then now that I'm
and you went to Alaska
it,
though,
maybe I'm not.
I made it up.
Hearing it.
Okay, that's better.
Maybe I'm not hearing actual voices. It's just like. It's almost like being telepathically communicated. So I guess I'm just reading. But for some reason, I feel like there's somebody telling me when I'm reading. Like, when I read, like... If I think about it, I
when
feel
you,
like
when
this...
When you read
I feel
Andy's
like myself.
Email, was he whispering to you?
No.
Or was the same...
I was in the back of my head communicating that to me. But I, like, sometimes if I think about it, I picture, like, myself. And, like, I'm in a big empty house and he's in the back room. Me being me. Telling me the words.
I feel
very uncomfortable.
This is why when I read about geography, I had no idea what was happening.
I feel weird being the person that lives in my body and lives in my head telling you this sounds crazy, because I know where I live is a pretty screwed up place, but that's weird.
But I, you know what it is? I don't think about it. When I think about, like, when I read and I say, okay, do I hear voices? Like, the more I start to think about and analyze how I hear the words when I read, this is what I start picturing.
Do you?
Maybe it's a place I shouldn't go.
If you read out loud, do you drown that whisper out?
You know what? I do often. I have to read out loud to concentrate sometimes.
You read out... I was just saying, who reads out loud?
Sometimes if I can't... Like, especially with schoolwork, like if when I was in school, if I can't concentrate, I force myself, I start reading out. But that's more to avoid distractions. If I feel myself being distracted, I'll read out loud to try to, like...
I can't imagine that I've read out loud past the fourth grade.
But I don't keep doing it. I do it just to get back into the groove, and then I quiet down.
Yeah,
and
I say past the fourth grade, I'm exaggerating, because I'm sure in high school we had to read out loud. But yeah, I couldn't imagine reading out loud other than in a classroom setting.
The reading out loud to me is almost like starting the paragraph and telling myself, pay attention.
Well, I get the gimmick. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying I couldn't...
Is it a gimmick or a technique?
To me, it's a gimmick, which is a shtick, which is a technique, which is an action, which is all the same thing to me. It's a shtick.
Shtick.
It's your shtick. It's your gimmick. It's your deal.
My shtick on the show is I read out loud.
Right. It's your. Well, what is a gimmick?
A gimmick is
it's your thing.
A promotional tool.
It's your thing. It's your gimmick. It's your shtick, which is like your act. It is your routine, which is.
Oh,
your
see,
thing.
I think those things are different. I think a gimmick and a shtick and an act are different from a routine.
I think they're all the same thing. It's your thing.
To me, a routine is just what you normally do. Right. Whereas a gimmick and an act is something you're doing for attention purposes. Like,
it's a thing that you do as part of your routine.
A gimmick or an act?
Because a routine is an act.
What do you think?
I think you're both wrong.
Of course, but explain.
everything's fine, Andy. There's no animals talking to you in the woods. And a gimmick
and is... And don't shoot them.
And a gimmick is a routine. Yo, do it. And eat reindeer hot dogs of them in Alaska.
See, that's the biggest thing. When I watch a movie or a TV adaptation of a book, it destroys it for me because I already had a voice set for those characters, and I cannot get into the characters.
Oh, you had different characters' voices?
Yes.
Well, that's what he said before. Weren't you paid? You
no, don't. He heard another voice whispering to him.
I get that you don't watch the show after the fact, but don't you listen when you're here?
And it's actually happening in front of you? No, I really spaced out before. I don't know what was happening.
He said he has different voices for it. I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool.
Oh, that's crazy to me. Every character in a book to me, like I have a male white character, a male black character, you know, like each character that's described, I have one person.
And it's all Leonard Nimoy.
And it's always that. Like, and it's always like a very generic, like 1950s movie person that like I picture every single character in a book as.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see what they look like. I see what they're wearing. I hear their voice.
Visualizing is huge.
Gigantic.
It's huge. Because I saw a person one way, and then when you actually see the movie adaptation, I was just like, ugh, that's not him. That's not her.
But that may explain why when I read books and there's too much descriptive stuff, I get really annoyed. If somebody goes on and on for like a page and a half, a description of a place or something, sometimes it just like it...
Oh, it can be overdone, but I really appreciate it when they set a scene. I mean, the visualization is huge for me when I read.
I think I have a show...
That's why I hate Stephen King. He uses too many words. He is verbose for the sake of being verbose. I don't have no idea how this poor kid Andy has asked us what those voices were, and we're now talking about like books. I love it. I love our show.
To be fair, he asked, "Is it his neighbors?"
Okay, well, probably was.
How the fuck are we supposed to know if it's his neighbors or not?
That's a tremendous point. It's a tremendous point. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what it is. I don't know. Yeah.
By the way, when you mentioned the animals in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Ricky Gervais. Is that how you say his name? I still don't know to this day.
Yeah, Gervais.
Ricky Gervais caught a lot of flack on Twitter because he posted a picture of this woman named... I don't know her name. Not Michelle Bachman. Something like that.
Terry Schiavo.
Yes.
Did you call her...
He did. Yeah. This woman posing with like a dead elephant or something that she shot. And he wrote... And she wrote, What a hunt. And he wrote, spot the typo. And then, you know, people were asking him, like, some people didn't get it, I guess, and then he's like, she's a c**t. I'm calling her a c**t. That's the joke. Instead of... And people started saying, well, I disagree with hunting too, but why do you have to use such a misogynist word? And it really makes me insane.
Vagina?
But that's the point. Like, it makes me crazy when people try to equate the word with like,
no, you're a. That's what a is.
Like, why is that an offensive word? Why is that like why like I understand the when you use the N word, the implications of it, why people get so upset. But like, why is the word now has to be elevated to that status? What is wrong with that word?
Well, I guess most girls are offended by the word, so elevating it to the level is one thing. But to inherently say that the word in and of itself is misogynistic or misogynist is kind of silly. It's just a word for a part. There's nothing pro man and anti woman about that word. No more than saying like, oh God. I hate men because I said.
Yeah, he's a. She's a. She's a. He's a. What is the problem with that?
Like, I'm a. He's a.
Exactly. But that's.
And you're. And you're. A.
I'm a piss.
I love
I'm
that.
I'm a pisser, bro.
Oh, you really are a pisser.
I just don't get why the word is so offensive, and I want to just. I want
because
that word
because it was
to lose
decided by somebody that's going to be offensive.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think any word, including the N-word, I don't think any word should have the power that it does. I think they should all just be stripped down of any sort of power whatsoever. And I think the more you're offended by, the bigger deal you make about something, the more power you give it.
And are to me.
The word, I mean.
But you just declaring I love God is really nice. But those two are two of the, I think, the stronger ones, and I like them because of their strength.
I love calling somebody a
I prefer to call someone a
really?
I,
well,
know,
if you're angrier.
I think it's a nastier word.
Right, exactly.
I think become Pete Steele's word. I can never go and use it.
I think it's fairly popular in the UK, or at least in England, if I'm
correct. And I don't think it's as offensive.
There, yeah, I think it's more what? Like you're
as twat. As is here in the UK.
Wait, in the UK or in the UK?
In the UK versus in the US. I think it's...
in the UK.
I love American. I hate European.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
What are you doing in there, European?
Oh, I think no. I think that in England, I think are both fairly benign. I think it's like, ah, he's a. Ah, he's a.
Yeah.
So quit being such a. You know, I think they're less offensive there, no matter what.
I think that makes sense because I think they're less offended there.
Right. Well, they're newspaper. They have in the paper. What, you know, what do they know?
I think they're less melodramatic. I think that's the problem. Yes. I think Americans are extremely melodramatic about things like words.
We're a little here.
Yes. Everyone loves being offended.
Like any a little star athlete that says one little word that, you know, it just gets blown out of proportion. It's this big deal. It's got to be on Twitter. It's got to be. Oh, and they have to issue an apology. I said retarded.
But okay, here's the thing. It's not that people... There are certain things that aren't right to say. And there are certain things that when you say them, there's an implication behind them that gets glossed over all the time. That I don't necessarily think is people being like a crybaby about it. But like, when people use the word gay... Oh, dude, that's so f***ing gay when someone says that. And then,
all of a sudden you're homophobic. No, you're not.
But no, I disagree with you. I'm not saying that you're homophobic, but the implication of what you're saying is when you're calling something being f***ing gay, well, I don't mean it that way. I just mean it like it's like, f***ing gay, like it's not good. Well, then the implication is that you're saying that being a homosexual is not good. The implication of that phrase and that terminology is that, yeah, I understand that when you're saying, dude, quit being f***ing gay, you're not saying, I f***ing hope all faggots are dead. I get that that's not what you're saying, but the basis of it is kind of f***ing bad.
And that's the sort of, I guess I sort of understand the same with... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not mad at you for cutting me off. I actually wanted to continue to be offensive, and I was going to actually say the N-word there, but I can't bring myself to do it.
I was thinking earlier how I can't bring myself to do it.
Especially on this show where we're talking about it. I can't bring myself
to do it. I think you're allowed to rap it, actually.
No, see, but that ends in an A. That's different. I'm allowed to say that.
But it's...
Are you?
The word retarded, I understand that.
It's offensive.
I understand why that's offensive.
See, retarded, I'm on the fence about.
You go, that's because you're a f***ing retard.
By the way, I also laugh like a 60-year-old taxi driver now. I don't know what the hell that was.
I don't even understand what your explanation was.
I said I laugh like a 60-year-old taxi driver now.
Awesome. You want to put the music on so we can say goodbye to this show? Because this is ridiculous that we're still here living.
Absolutely.
Cocky socks, steamroll. And there's no music. The socks.
First of all, stop being a. I'm putting the music on right now.
Oh boy. Well, this was. I mean, I think we established a lot. Keith loves. And he still doesn't know where Alaska is, where James lives, and Andy's never gonna know where those voices are.
Andy, yeah. F- you. You're. A but a. So that's good.
Socks. I'm so distracted by saying it wrong. Cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio and on YouTube and in your mother's 88 piece.
Was that in your mother's comma?
No, in her. It's like a geographic thing.
That word's offensive.
What?
Mother.
That's true.
Your mommy?
You wanna f*** your mommy? You wanna f***? Your mommy, Keith? Why don't you want to f*** your mommy?
This is what happens every week after the show.
Mommy!
Entertaining talk radio. broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
You've never had a ringer on your phone that wasn't a ringer that was bought from a store?
Nope.
I don't think I had
it. No, you can only buy them from iTunes. You can't even buy them from anywhere else.
You're a liar. It's not that you're a liar, you're just wrong.
Isn't it just that I'm ugly?
No, because there's a million places online, if you go on your computer, that they tell you, oh, here's how you make a ringer.
Ringtone.
And it's not just like four jailbroken phones.
Isn't that like a create your own ringer
app? It's like 100 apps that do it. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You get a free app.
Yeah, and guess what? Here's the app, the crazy app that you should try to make ringtones. It's called iTunes. It's a nutty app. Psychotic!
Who the hell said it's nutty? What the hell are you talking about?
Crazy! iTunes! Well, buy it now! Go to herostalk.com/Amazon and buy yourself some nice iTunes.
I don't want to do iDudes.
Ugh.